The smartphone application Smurfs Village seems an innocent enough game. Players help the little blue Smurfs farm their crops and build their Smurf community, making sure to complete their chores before the crops wither. Kids love the vivid colors and charming characters, and the app is free. But it's also been one of the highest grossing apps on iTunes. How can that be? It's free. Well, it turns out the currency of Smurfs Village is Smurf berries. $4.99 to $59.99 in real dollars, and parents don't know how much their little ones are buying. In Gridley, California, Kelly Rummelhart's four-year-old racked up $66 in change in charges, buying a bushel and 11 buckets of berries. Kelly started a Facebook page called I Got Smurfed by Capcom. Capcom is the game's creator. She wanted to warn other parents, and she joins us now. Kelly, how did you find out this had happened?
Well, basically, I was checking my online account, my bank account, because I had my iTunes set up just to go straight to my checking. I was checking, and it said, you know, $69 or something like that. And I was thinking to myself, like, gosh, I don't think I hadn't spent that much money, and I don't download that many songs. And so when I clicked on it, lo and behold, there was, you know, 11 buckets of Smurf berries in a bushel. I was kind of astounded.
Well, and we were pretty surprised, too, because the assumption is that before you buy anything, you know, through iTunes or anything, you have to give your credit card information. Your four-year-old didn't do that, did he?
No. I had downloaded the game for him, and, you know, there's a thing called in-app purchases.
In-app. In other words, inside the application once you've downloaded.
Right. So within the game, there's things that you can buy. So even though Smurf Village is free, there's in-app purchases.
So in other words, once you download something, you've given permission for all
right.
in-app purchases to be applied to your, in your case, checking account or credit card.
Right.
But then you made another discovery about the password that you used to download something.
Right. Within iTunes, when you use your password, it stays live for 15 minutes, meaning I download a song for myself. My child comes up and says, hey, Mom, can I play this? Oh, yeah, sure. I hand it to them. Within 15 minutes, they go back to the Apple store. They could add whatever they want to my iPad or iPhone or iPod without that password coming back and asking for verification.
Wow.
And there's no way to turn that off. You know, with the in-app purchases, you can disable that. You can go to your settings and your restrictions and make it so you won't purchase things inside the application.
Well, there was a public uproar about this because of people like you, and that led Capcom Entertainment, the company that creates Smurfs Village, to add a warning to the game. It now says Smurfs
right.
Village is free to play but charges real money for additional
mm-hmm.
content. Do you think that's enough protection, you know, a warning and disabling?
The warning on top is great, but that wasn't there before, and I because it's like one of the first things you see now.
But I'm also thinking there are going to be little kids doing this who won't read it.
Who reads it? Right, exactly. You know, and it's funny because people are always talking about how, you know, like my four-year-old, he's pretty savvy on my device. But yeah, he can't read. But at least, you know, my kids are trained to where by the time they get to that point and they want to download something, they know they have to ask me.
Mm.
But that's the thing with the Smurf game. I downloaded it myself. I did that. And I mean, it's not like I just kind of let him just go with it. You know, usually when he's on my iPad, he's next to me and I'm like folding laundry or, you know, we're in the car or something. So I can't sit there and like hover over him every single moment to see exactly what he's doing. I'm going to hope that there are certain things in place that's going to make it to where my child can't charge, you know, all that money. So if he hit that $59.99 option, that would have been $800 out of my checking account.
Oh, my God. For buckets of berries that aren't even real.
Right, exactly.
Well, Kelly, yours is a cautionary tale. By the way,
right.
just a quick question. You know,
mm-hmm.
there are some people listening, I'm sure, who are saying, what, you've got four-year-olds playing on your devices? I mean, they shouldn't be playing them that early, and this
right.
is one of the things that happens. And your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, my thought, and this is one of the reasons why it was probably me on the story versus anybody else, because the AP writer that picked up my story from my blog, you know, everybody else was talking about it, but everybody was doing it anonymously, you know, like no one wanted to admit that they, you know, got, that they got Smurfed, I guess. But I'm sure people were like, oh, she got what she deserved, or she shouldn't have her kids or whatever. Well, why shouldn't my kids be able to play games, and why shouldn't my kids be able to do these things? Why shouldn't my kid learn how to do all this stuff at a young age? Because these things aren't going away.
You are so right on that last part. They are not going away. Kelly Rummelhart, speaking to us from Gridley, California. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.